Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after seven years, that's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
Everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry with my co-host David Flowers. Hope everybody's doing good tonight. It's awfully cold out. We have some very special guests from Bedford Paranormal. We have Alan, Daryl, Brenda, and Ronnie Anderson with us this evening. So we are going to have a really good show. And after us, it's going to be the freaking awesome show with Ryan Jones. So, how are y'all doing tonight?
Great.
Like I said, we really appreciate y'all coming out, coming on to our show because it's, you know, you're
Thank
taking
you
time out of your schedule. So we greatly appreciate it. I am making sure that privacy and everything is public so that when people say hello, I'll be able to see it. Every time I get into Vibe Time or go on my page every week, it goes into that only me for some reason, and I haven't figured out how to fix it. So I got to fix it every week. It's redonkulous. I'm just saying. Hey, Shayla.
I can't check myself.
Yeah. So I got to fix it. So it's fixed. So last time we had you on the air, Ronnie Anderson, but we did not have your team, so it's really, really nice to have everybody together so that everybody will get to know who y'all are. Are you frozen?
Yes.
Just slightly frozen?
So, a little bit.
Yeah. I got an echo somewhere, but I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, we're Bedford Paranormal, and up here's the boss. Bedford Paranormal.
Nice.
2006. You want to tell the story, Alan?
I can. I always had a lifelong interest in Allen's prison that they classify as the paranormal. I mean, Ronnie likes to tease me and Tommy the boss and stuff, but we really don't have any titles and everything. Like, so many groups have, like, case manager, the founder, whatever. We, everybody in our group can do anything, so we just all kind of get together and try to cooperate and see if we can honestly figure out what's going on when we go to a location.
Nice.
And as far as titles, if you give yourself a title, I'm not sure that really means a whole lot. If I suddenly declared I was the Grand Master Poobah, whatever, of the group, does that matter? I don't think so. We're all just members of the group, and if we go to a location, we bounce ideas off each other and see if we can approach it maybe a different way than others have, and that's about it.
Hey, John Stevens. So what got you into the paranormal?
Being a lot older than most of the people here, when I got interested in it, I was growing up in a house that had some things going on, and of course, you didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it was hard where I grew up to find any kind of books on it. This is pre-internet and everything. So I just got really interested in that and tried to do some things on my own for a few years. And then I worked with Ronnie, so he and a fellow named Scott, we all got together and started doing some of this investigating. We also have a few members that aren't here tonight.
Hi.
We have Angie that's sick in the hospital right now. And we have Lisa and we have Noah, who we call Milo. So, I think Brenda gave him that name. But, maybe some of the other members can say how they got interested.
Yeah, Milo's I was going to ask. One by one,
yeah.
How'd y'all, Daryl, how'd you, what made you be interested in the paranormal?
Well, Ronnie, you want to go? You want me to go first? Well, I'll go ahead.
I was just
going to
give a little quick rundown and everybody can talk about whatever they want.
Oh, go ahead. I think Ronnie's freezing up.
Okay. Like, Alan is a founder of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And he started the group in 2006. And shortly after that, I joined the group with a couple other members that technically they're still members, but they decided to go off and do their own thing. But once our team kind of dwindled down to three, it was me, Alan, and Noah. And we have been working with the rest of these people for years anyway. So we were on a private investigation in Mount Airy, Carolina. Was that where it was? Mayberry?
Yes.
And we were sitting at dinner before we went to do the investigation. We were talking about Brenda, Angie, and Lisa. They've been on just the investigation we've ever been on. We decided to come back to Lynchburg, and during EnigmaCon of 2022, one of them, we decided to ask the girl, you know, join together. We've been working with Daryl for Apocalypse, with Alan Marston, and went on to put his time into, now correct me if I'm wrong, but he went and put his time into transcending, I guess. So Daryl's been hanging with us, so we said, come up with us. So we are Bedford Paranormal, and this is all the members we have, and this is all the members we need.
Yeah.
And we all get along, and like Alan says, we all have different views, and we work well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like one big happy family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Daryl, if you want to go now.
Well, like Ronnie was saying, that I had a cousin that was, he was interested in it, and probably about 7-8 years ago, I guess. And he asked me one time if I wanted to go with him hunting. I said, yeah, I'll go. I'll try anything once. I was kind of a skeptic, so I really didn't, you know, just to go was all I was interested in. But, of course, the more I went, the better that had more results and actually became it was pretty neat. Some of the stuff that actually happened to me and stuff like that. But like Ronnie said, that, you know, over time, like say things happen and we just kind of keep transcending and doing the other stuff. And we just kind of quit our group and they just picked up old stray dog like myself. And, took me in, so but we kind of meshed together pretty good.
Yeah, that's awesome, Miss Brenda.
I actually when you're a child and you see things and you don't really know what. You know, like, and nobody else sees it
mm-hmm.
or is experiencing what you're experiencing. And, like, where I grew, where I with, actually, like, it's, you just don't talk about these things, you know, like, nobody talks, like, you can't, like, my family has different views on the paranormal and everything, and it's very, like, Bible Belt.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Braxton.
Like, community, you know, and you just, it's just not talked about. And so, like, but I was always, like, always interested and had things happen and didn't really know how to explain it or anything. And then I met Angie, and that's where my paranormal thing took off. And these guys took me in.
Aww.
Welcome me into the family. And
hey,
I've been with them about 6 years now.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So y'all live in different states. So how do y'all do your, like, do y'all, like, meet up? And is that how y'all do things?
Yeah.
When you, okay.
Mostly we talk about it online.
We do. We are in constant contact with each other daily, all through the day and night.
I would say it's rare that we have a day where we don't talk in the
right.
And that's how we plan things. And we all get together and meet up and get the situation done. Today's world, being in a different state, is not that bad.
Right.
And let me tell you, some of these trips.
Ronnie, I think you need to pay your internet bill.
Yes.
You're frozen. You freeze. Yeah. Who's Landon? Is that your son?
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah. Landon?
Yeah. Well,
oh, because he said, hi, Mom.
Oh.
So cute.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy.
Oh.
One of them.
Yeah.
One of them. That's my middle son. He's 13.
So I'll have that on there. I figured I would say hi because, you know, if my son were in there, I'd want somebody to let me know. But that's really cool that y'all keep in touch with each other on a daily basis, because there are some teams out there that not everybody's in the same state. I mean, we are, and we're not far from each other, but, like, New Jersey Rope, which is my home team, is in New Jersey. And so we keep in touch with each other on band, but I'm not on band as much as I should be, and they have group meetings and stuff twice a week, but I'm just unfortunately not able to get on them because we're my work schedule, so it kind of prohibits me a little bit or keeps me from being able to do certain things. So I was just wondering how that works, because there's different, even John Savage, for that matter, and Savage Paranormal, he's from Minnesota, and some of his team is over there. So I was just wondering how that worked with y'all. Here we go with internet bills. Always lose a signal when I'm on the stream yard. Got bad connections.
Public event coming up there too. I finished one actually at St. Albans in Radford, Virginia.
Well, right now.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ronnie.
No, I was just going to say I was going to say exactly what you said about Mountain Souls just had an event last weekend at St. Albans, and we participated in that conference. It was pretty neat. But as far as anything coming up, we're trying to get Angie on the mend so we can plan. We're looking at going, and that's the one we're talking about now.
What's up?
What's up? Yeah. Hey, I got two boys, I know. One comes in the room, flexes his muscles. Yeah, he flexes muscles in behind me and leaves. As you can see, I'm in his weight room. So, I know. The other one's in the military. This one's over here going, ooh, see?
Yeah, I have three boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you know. We know.
Yeah, it's never dull.
No, it's never a dull moment. Not when you have boys. Girls, I can't say anything about because I don't have any, but boys, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I wouldn't know what to do with a girl.
I wouldn't either. No. I'm good. I'll stick with my boys. Okay.
I've got a girl and I don't know what to do.
Now that we've got that. So,
I got two granddaughters that I can't handle.
Aww.
They're...
Do you spoil them? Like, do you give them M&Ms for breakfast like my mom did with mine? Yeah. We would have never got that. They go over there and he makes some peanut M&Ms. Here you go.
One of them's an angel and one of them's Lucifer.
Yeah. Yeah. That is so funny. Spoil the grandbaby. Spoil them.
Okay. Oh. What are y'all's favorite piece of equipment?
Oh, yeah.
Well, with me personally, I mean, I like just old school stuff, just a basic recorder. I have a whole lot more results with that than anything else, me personally.
I got a
body camera. That is my all-time favorite piece of equipment.
Yeah, my
got God. Really good video and really good audio.
Yeah.
Don't forget to empty it.
Oh, yeah.
No, we got a truckload of equipment that we pretty much come back to old school stuff, like Daryl was talking about, you know, basic recorders. We do have a new Mac Daddy camera.
Nice.
It's a Sonics and it's military grade. And we use Crescent, and about 12 midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, we go out with this thing and it's like daylight. It's just an amazing camera. But my favorite, I've gone back to the old school recorders, the old school stuff. I don't put too much faith in like the SLS cameras anymore because software is really touchy. So I've just seen bad things with them. We just got the SB11 Allen guy. But like I said, my favorite is still just going back to the old school recorders and, you know, the digital.
I'm right there with you on that.
Yeah. Yep.
I like the H2 Zoom recorder. It's got four mics in it, and it records onto an SD card. You have a party, Brenda?
It's not like the party.
But aside from equipment, we try different methods at times. A couple of our members are actual musicians, so they'll play songs from a certain period, try to see if we can get a voice from that. And we've tried to play recorded battle sounds, different things. We're always up for trying something new.
Oh, Shield's favorite piece of equipment are red markers.
What's in the red circle? We constantly tease about what's in
the
red.
I've been seeing the pictures.
Yeah. It's a joke. It is such a joke. It happened when I put that one picture up there circled in red, and John Savage came up with the show idea of what's in the red circle. So we're going to be doing that in January. we're going to do a show called What's in the Red Circle, because all these places put all these paranormal pictures up, and they say it's paranormal and it's grass. You know, so we won't name that site. And everybody gets blocked if you say something. So that's where red circles come from.
Well, I got a couple of pictures I'm going to send you.
Okay. Well, yep. That is funny. What was the girl at the, from the tour from the manor house that swore up and down there's a face in our in the window, and it was a there's a reef there. Oh yeah, thanks Paul Shields giving it away. Gettysburg ghost pictures. Oh, she's been blocked from that group, I believe. Hey Vanessa.
Hey Vanessa.
Yeah, so she thought she caught something in the window. It's a reef, and the window was dirty, by the way. That's what I noticed last night with the tour. It's a dirty window. It looks like a little, you know, I kept looking. I was like, that does kind of look like a face, but it's dirt, you know. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And the windows, they're even though they're machine-made, they're made to look like they're handmade. So
yeah.
There's little waves in the glass as well.
Yeah. Shayla Ricker, her name is Shayla, and she's currently serving time at Gettysburg Prison due to the fact that she unfortunately made some comments and, you know, ended up getting put in prison. And, of course, her husband has just totally been blocked off the whole page.
Wow.
So if you haven't went to go see that page, it's a hoot if you really need a good laugh. That's
yeah.
Just my personal opinion.
For educational purposes only.
Yes.
Yeah, we got our, well, the Avenel, I don't know if any of you.
What is it?
Yeah, the Avenel used to be our little home place. It's in Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
I remember their windows were original and had the wavy glass in it.
Yeah. Ours do, too, at the museum. And if you take pictures, it just, you know, makes it look like there's something there when it's not there, you know. And this person is just, it's not what they think it is, you know. And unfortunately, when you tell people it's not, they get just a bit upset, you know. Or, I mean, we all want something to be paranormal. All of us do. But it's not always that way. So. Hey, Tyler.
For Paul Shields, the best word in the English dictionary is pareidolia.
And a red pen. And a red pen.
It's kind of sad that people will get mad at you if you suggest it might be.
You're talking about a couple of shows that, hey, I got a real bad delay here, so if I speak in front of somebody, that's why.
Yeah. Yes, and the red pen. Yeah, I'm surprised.
You're fine, Claudia.
Yeah, you're good.
I was just telling the group that there's been a few times I've gotten people upset with me because I suggested they might have gotten a reflection of dust or
reflection.
Anytime you take a photo of a window, there's always that chance that you're, getting a tree or something.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, it's nothing to get mad about. You want to learn. So, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is something. You know, just, you know, you can talk about it.
Right. Right. Me and David get in debates all the time.
I'm with Paul.
Yeah. I like the old.
Most of the time, I always come to. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was
getting prepared. Most of the time, you always try to debunk something and make sure it's, you know, a legit before you go with it, and especially put your name or reputation behind it.
And we do that a lot when we're on investigations. We're constantly trying to debunk everything that happens.
Something to watch.
I know one night in St. Albans, we spent how long with that pipe that was sealing in that one room?
Yeah.
That metal pipe that we spent forever trying to, like, recreate something that had happened.
And actually, we had a great photograph from Moundsville one year. And everyone was convinced that it was a shadow person. But we went back less than a year later and went back to the same room. And we figured out it was shadow play in the room. It wasn't, it was nothing paranormal. So when we do think we get something, we, you know, we go back and check it. If we can recreate it if possible.
All right. Yeah.
I think that's one reason why we don't put a lot of stuff out for the public, because we want to make sure it isn't valid evidence before we put it out there. So we just usually, we got everything stored on files right now. But I want to start sharing some of our stuff, because we've got years and years of stuff sitting on a hard drive.
Yeah.
And we would like to share it, but we're kind of behind the times right now.
Well, you know, you'd be all right. Because y'all got your own page, right? Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, so
we did have a page. We have a website that actually I need to get off my rear and go ahead and finish it. I've redone it like twice, and now I have to do it again. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melissa Holloway is asking, has anybody done any investigations in Lynchburg? She's just curious because there are a lot of old buildings and houses there, and what kind of evidence you may have of any.
Yes, we have. We actually did the Fine Arts Center, if you know where the theater is on Main Street.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything really that clear. We had some walking sounds and, you know, your knocks and stuff, but no voices. And but it's an amazing building. Most people don't realize it has a basement, but then it has a sub-basement.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very old building. We've done some private investigations here in Lynchburg as well. Over in Amherst, we did Winton. There's an old historical home where Patrick Henry's mother and sister lived. We did get some voices there. Melissa, would you like to suggest somewhere that we try here in Lynchburg?
Sweetbriar College.
We did do Sweetbriar College.
In the whole area, yeah.
Yeah. Sweetbriar College is just amazing with its history. It, even if you left the paranormal part out, it's an amazing place.
She's lived there for 9 years, so she was curious. Yeah. A lot of energy there.
Investigated the theater too, but it wasn't with y'all at that time. It was just my cousin and I. But we basically same thing. Some knocks. What we thought we might have seen a shadow or two. But basically same stuff that y'all had come up with too. But it is a nice place, the theater.
Okay, I got a question for y'all. It's a something that came up last night. I go by the rule that if it's not recorded, it's not evidence. What if you have multiple people experiencing the same thing at the same time? That they're not communicating about it, but they experience it and they compare notes a little bit later.
Well, I had we've had an instance in, let's see, Ronnie, were y'all with us at the church in Clover Hill? When we had, it was like about 7 of us in one location, and we all experienced the same stuff. The church was actually vibrating. So all of us was able to, you know, feel it. So as far as I'm concerned, that's just as good as a recording. That's evidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from, Dave. I worked a job where they say if it wasn't documented, it didn't happen. So the personal experiences are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when they're, you know, multiple.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, Kimberly.
Go ahead, Ray. Yes, because I'm sorry, I keep sticking over y'all. But on a couple of the Five Time shows, I hear y'all talking about people ask, like, what's the most haunted state in the United States? And we go, off, you know, Virginia, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that a ton. And a lot of you guys are talking about places like Appomattox. And Daryl lives in Appomattox, so he's very familiar with everything in Appomattox. Clover Hill, you did a thing, I don't know if y'all know Miranda Young, but he just did one of her six-season episodes at Clover Hill, and very, very cool place to go. If y'all get out Appomattox, go to Clover Hill. Very interesting.
Kind of a diamond.
Very active.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it nice. It's only about 2 miles from my house, so I can. It's kind of easy for me to go to. So, because I live on the backside of the actual Surrendering Grounds. Surrendering Grounds is a nice place too, but kind of a little get into that.
Yeah, but, I think people are focusing on the history as far as the history in Virginia itself and the amount of wars that took place here and. You know, that when I'm thinking of haunted locations, that's what I'm thinking out with Virginia. I look at Williamsburg. I look at, you know, just my surrounding areas alone, Cold Harbor, you know, any place like that, you know, because there's just so much, you know, hey, Jason, that has taken place here. So, yeah.
And I think that's why Appomattox is overlooked, because it is very much paranormal in Appomattox. So,
yeah.
Actually, the place that we're talking about, Clover Hill Village,
mm-hmm.
They have brought in these dwellings across the county, and some of them, you know, is early 1800s. And then they just relocate them on this one property. So you've got multiple buildings with a lot of history in them. So, the paranormal's there.
Yeah. So it's, I think that's why people focus on that part of Virginia considered the most haunted is that because of all that history part of it. I'm sorry, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've done Cold Harbor and Sailor's Creek, Clover Hill. We try to hit everywhere. Now we're trying to get you guys may and do the you know, the house on 360 and the manor house and all that. We'd like to get to that.
Yeah. I don't know what that noise is in the background. I'm trying to figure that. There's something back there, but I don't know what it is. So, yeah.
Sounds like there's supposed to be a fire upstairs here.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Anytime we're gaming. Yep, anytime we're gaming.
Yeah, it's serious stuff.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yep. What have been y'all's favorite places to investigate out of your team?
I don't know. I think all of us, I mean, St. Albans will always be one that we say, all of us.
Okay.
But for me, like, besides St. Albans would be Creason. I really enjoy Creason.
Okay.
Ohio State was great. We have over 80.
Wait.
I'm going to sit here and watch the rest of the time because I got to put it.
I was just going to say the Stanley was a favorite of mine as well.
We have over 80.
It's okay. We understand that there's a delay there. You know, we're all okay, but you got a little delay, and it's all right.
Ronnie needs to pay. I'm telling you, Ronnie, you need to pay that internet bill.
There, it's okay. All right, everybody be quiet. Let him talk. Go.
I got the best you can get around here.
I'm just playing with
you. We have over 80 investigations, not counting privates. But and it's so hard to choose just one, but I like the Myrtles Plantation. I love Saints. And Old South Pittsburgh Hospital was pretty good, too. Really active.
I agree with that. We went separate times, so I didn't go with them. But Old South Pittsburgh is a fantastic place. A lot of action went on there. So I'm with him.
Nice. Are you telling them to be quiet? Because I know I'm just...
Why you on my phone?
Or I will choke the life out of you. Oh.
I did text them, but my phone keeps blowing up, and Angie's in the hospital, and I've heard about many people that message me daily, checking on her, and
What part of Kentucky do you live in?
I am in
Internet's going out. Oh, there y'all are. My internet, it's going on a low signal because we got high winds over here, unfortunately.
I'd like investigating Moundsville because I've only been there once, but the one time I was there, it was pretty active.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
We tried a little something different there at Moundsville. We dressed one of us up as a prisoner, another one as a guard, and prisoner was placed in a cell while we were recording just to see if we could pick up anything. Ronnie and Scott used to play guitar down in the Sugar Shack. That worked out pretty well. Moundsville's a great place.
Yeah. I didn't get anything in the Sugar Shack, but I got quite a bit around Red's cell.
Yep.
Cool.
That's where we did reenactment in Red's cell.
So y'all just have to start putting some of your evidence out. That would be really cool.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, get some evidence out there. And, it's always nice to see different teams' evidence and what they catch, I think. I mean, we don't post too much. We've posted a lot. But right now I've lost one external drive, so that I'm just now getting my other external drive up because the one that had every piece of evidence I ever owned, it crashed. Yeah, so I got a whole different external drive, like a big one, because I'm like, these little tiny ones are shit.
Yeah, like
But we've been talking about a few other things. We're talking about writing a book. What was I going to say? I had a brain fart. Just when I get time to talk, I got a brain fart. But yeah, I still have stuff from Ohio State. Sorry.
Bronny is so frozen.
Brooklyn.
Frozen.
We're also talking about maybe going to Brushy Mountain in the spring. If anybody has some advice on Brushy Mountain, let us know. Mike, there's a couple other places near Madison, the trip out of.
Cool.
Old Scott Kimball in the town of Rugby.
Nice.
I don't even know if y'all can hear me or not.
No, we hear you fine. There's just a delay. It's just a little bit of a delay. I mean, we can hear you fine. But you're frozen. Kind of.
I'm going to stand up and start dancing, and y'all can...
It's okay. It's all good. Internet sucks. I mean, it just sucks. You would think in today's technology we wouldn't have these issues.
That's why I decided to pull off my phone. I figured the laptop would probably give me more problems.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but, I mean, even with my phone does a lot better. There's less interruptions than with my computer. But I'm using my phone to do other stuff with, to check everything. And I just got this computer, you know, and it's like StreamYard, I think, requires, it just runs faster than what my internet can handle.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking, because I don't have hardwire internet anymore. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Yvonne. Are you going to break out the red pen and circle Ronnie's frozen picture? He's so funny. Paul Shields is going to do that frozen picture of you, Ronnie, and then he's going to put red circles everywhere, and he's going to post it later and say, what's in the red circle? Make sure you do that, Paul Shields. Put some little arrows. Put some little arrows there, and I see some paradelia behind you. What is that? I think there's something behind you, Ronnie. I just don't know what it is. Oh, internet. Terrible. Here we go. Froze. I know, it's a demon. It's terrible. There's no point in switching routers, because when I switch over to the other router, it's just going to mess it up. Yeah. Well, I don't have any problems until I get on StreamYard.
Dave, when you went to Moundsville, did you go to that, I think it was like a furnace room where one of the trustees had gotten murdered in.
Yes.
A lot of bats in there.
Yeah. I caught some sort of EVP, but I'm not 100% sure what it was. I ran it through Audacity, and I couldn't make anything out of it.
I'm freezing, yeah. I figured as much. Like I said, if I switch it, if I switch the router, it might mess it up.
I'm texting my kids, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not as bad as Ronnie, yeah, but it's still freezing and it shouldn't.
Tell them to be quiet.
Shouldn't do that.
I'm trying.
They're gaming. They're boys. What do you want to do? Cute boys.
Two teenage boys.
Yeah, that's a little bit hard. I don't even. Anybody you ever use Adobe Audition audio software? Any of y'all?
I do not. To be honest with you, through the years, I've kind of gotten to where I don't filter.
Okay.
I might use something like Audacity just to cut clips. But I might use... How about you, Darryl?
I got a, there's an echo somewhere. I got to figure out where that's at.
I use WavePad. WavePad too?
Yeah.
I use WavePad.
Now, I've got an echo somewhere. David Flowers, figure it out. You're my techie person on that. Actually, I like WavePad. I kind of like it a lot better than whatever I was using before. What was it, Audacity? I think I took Audacity off and switched it over. It's easier. Now the echo's gone. Good. Fix it. Steve White wanted to know if there's an album, David Flowers, of Nothing But Orbs. This is true. I do. It's called What's in the Red Circle. Start muting people until you find the source. Yeah, David's normally, he's the one who normally does all that stuff. He got
carry
it.
On.
Yeah, but I don't hear any echo, though.
I don't now.
No, not now.
I don't now, but I did. Yeah, I did. But I don't hear it now. It's gone. Perfect. Feel like I'm calling overseas.
Well, it does mean no good to be here.
You're fired. You're good. It's just a little delay. No big deal. A little delay never hurt.
Yeah, we're going to have to get y'all to come out to the manor house one night.
My theory on the orbs is if you don't see them with your own eyes, they're not orbs.
Well, then what are they?
Dust.
I don't know about that. I just totally disagree.
Moisture.
I caught a fairy last week, but I didn't see it with my own eyes. Hey, John Savage. Ronnie Anderson, I just started using it for the trial period. It takes out the wind and other background noise that WavePad couldn't remove. That's Paul Shields. Now I don't see faces in the orbs.
I investigated a residential one time and got orbs, but... If I didn't see the crazy thing go out, one room, down a hall, and into another room, all about orbs being just dust and stuff like that. But I don't even know if I can put footage now, but that really made me think a little bit. But I'm still not exactly sure what I saw, but because I'm not an orb person.
Yeah. Normally, I'm not an orb person either. But I do have a video of one that I do believe is a true orb.
Yeah, and that's the way I am. I've got one footage of one that possibly, if it is such a thing, that this was it.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's usually dust.
Yeah.
You never really heard much about orbs until digital photography came out.
True.
And
yeah.
And there
voice
are
orbs, hygiene. You're fired.
Orbs, but yeah.
Gene, it's not moist out, it's cold. Sorry. Gene, it's not moist out, it's cold, cold, cold. All right. Go ahead. It's our joke. John Savage, forms were very common with standard photography because of the intensity of the flash from a camera. All
right.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That shouldn't be orbs, not, that should be orbs, not forms. Sorry. Did I screw up on something?
No, it's, he screwed up on it.
Okay. I apologize. I was going to say I'm trying to see where I messed up at because I do not have my glasses on. Debunking orbs is his favorite subject. John Savage, what's in the red circle?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. What, we,
are they still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. We were talking about orbs.
They want the baby yet.
Oh.
I say baby, but he's eight.
What would it take for
Veterans
to
everything in the red circle. Yeah.
Just let me know when, give me a couple of dates and I'll check the calendar, make sure we don't have anything going on. The best time to be there though would be on a Friday night, because on Saturday night we have the tours and that'll cut your investigating time down by a couple hours.
Yeah.
But on Friday night, you can start at 7:30 and you go till 2 a.m. Brenda, you want to introduce somebody?
It's time
to talk about that.
His mom is fighting.
Aw. Did you know orbs were never to have a paranormal meaning? The word orb is Latin. Use this when talking about the moon, stars, and sun, LOL. It wasn't until digital cameras got popular that's when the word orb took on a paranormal meaning. Ah, interesting. Interesting. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Yep, got to have Steve White on the show. We'll have to schedule that date.
We have 6 minutes left. Y'all got anything coming up?
No, we're really right now just trying to wait for Angie to get better. We were supposed to go. Can I say where we were going to go?
Yes, you can say it.
We actually had a trip planned for Ashmore. And the Ross House, was it the Ross House?
Yes, Ross.
Ross. Ross House. Yeah, but we had those planned, and then
Ross
we found
House.
Out that she was sick, and so we put those on hold, and we haven't planned. We're just trying to wait for her to get better.
Well, understandable.
Yeah.
And where can people find y'all?
I'm feeling lots of pressure going out to Angie.
Yeah.
But we are trying to plan. Thank you.
Yeah,
we are trying to plan Brushy Mountain and reschedule Ashmore probably this coming year, hopefully. Other than that, a bunch of other stuff. I know we're going to make a couple more trips to St. Albans. I think we're doing some kind of invitational there. Are we still doing that?
Yes. But there's no firm date or anything.
Right. Yeah.
Nice.
But if anyone wants to contact us, you can contact us individually, or you can find our Bedford Paranormal page on Facebook. when you message us on Facebook, everybody in the group can see it, so you never know who you're going to get to respond to you, but we all share the message. And
yeah.
Hey, Colton, can you turn our TV off for just a minute?
I'm really plugged out from as far as myself, we're trying to get into the works of actually doing some investigations for them, as far as people coming and actually investigating it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much involved.
Yeah.
Ducks in a row.
Right.
Hopefully they'll be able to accept and have people then investigate that place.
Well. Well, that is cool. Let's see. Got to look at my blog talk time to make sure I don't cut into Ryan's show. Because that is who's coming on next.
Okay.
Yeah, the freaking Paranormal Awesome Show will be on at 9 o'clock. And then, of course, next week we have Paranormal Roundtable, where we talk about different subjects. With Paul Shields, it's going to be Vibe Time with Paulie next week. It's not even going to be Vibe Time with Jerry. It's going to be Vibe Time with Paulie.
We appreciate y'all having us on.
Yeah, appreciate y'all taking time out of your schedules and coming on to the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I know y'all got busy schedules.
Sorry for the penalties.
Hey, look, I got boys. I get it. Internet sucks. We get it. You know, everything's lived and it's fine. It was a good show, and we do appreciate y'all coming on. Ronnie does need to
Thank
pay
you
for his.
Me.
Yeah, Ronnie does need to pay for that beautiful internet, but you know he'll be all right. You're fine.
Well, thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Yep, and y'all have a great night. We look forward to talking to y'all again.
You all have a great night.
Yep. Yep. Good night, y'all. Thank you. Thanks for tuning
Thanks
in to Vibe Time.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yep. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
I was a hard-drinking sinner with blood on my hands. I was a hard-drinking sinner, a gun in my hands. Drinking 40 pounds for dinner till I met a big man. And the man said, how do we do? How do we do?
Oh my God. Is it ever clean in Dollar General? Always stacked with shit.
Just investigated a place.
Oh, really?
A Dollar General that was haunted.
Oh, yeah.
Petersburg.
Yeah, tell me about that. How'd that happen?
She makes friends with anybody and everybody. So tell them the story about how it happened.
I walked into the Dollar General because Sarah had taken me to a gas station, and the gas station was really, like, dumpy, and people were sitting there playing, like, you know, the lottery and stuff at the machines. And I was like, Sarah, I can't go pee here. I was like, let's go somewhere else. So we go to the Dollar General, and she's like, I'm going to stay in the car. So I walk in, and I'm looking around, and I couldn't find it. So I went straight to the back, and I saw a lady, like, grabbing a box of sweatshirts and stuff. And I was like, hey, do you work here? And she said, yeah. I said, can I go? Or I was like, can you tell me where the restroom is? And she was like, yeah, give me a minute. And she was like, I like your boobs. And I was like, what? She goes, I like your boobs. And I'm like, oh. And she was telling me about how, like, her daughter, like, I guess has a nickname, and she buys her ghost stuff. And I was wearing this hoodie that has a ghost on it. And I was telling her, I was like, oh, I'm a ghost hunter. And I was like, ew, that sounds really weird. I was like, I'm a paranormal investigator. And she's like, are you really? And she was telling me about how historical it was there. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And she was like, hey, like, this Dollar General is haunted. And I was like, no way. And she was like, yeah. And so she showed me her, like, video camera of the back room and how, like, a cabinet door just, like, opens on its own. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I was like, well, I have equipment in the trunk. And she was like, do you really? And I said, yeah. So I was like, Sarah, come in. And she's like, I have to go to the bathroom anyways. So we got the rundown of Petersburg and the history, and we had this little area that was like the size of a box.
Oh, my God. It was so cramped. It was so bad.
So was it just the back room, or did they give you free reign on the whole store?
No, it was just the back room. It's like a little lunchroom for like one person.
Yeah. Some stock rooms are really small.
Yeah. And Heather and I are both psychic mediums. Like, I've my whole entire life have seen spirits and just craziness. And Heather is working on her abilities. And she and I went in, and she automatically picked female. And I was like, it's so weird. I don't pick up a female at all. Like, I'm just like I feel men and, like, a child around me. And so we went into the room, and automatically we started talking to a lady. And she was playing with the music box. And I would ask her questions, and I would say, you know, yes or no, yes, play with the music box, no, don't touch it. And I was like, are you a girl? And at first I said, are you a little girl? And, like, she played with the music box. So I was like, okay. And so then I was like, are you younger than 5? Are you older than 5? Nothing. Are you older than 15? Nothing. I said, are you older than 20? And it started playing with it in the military. And that she loved it at Dollar General. Like, she liked being there. She liked the people around her. And then what else came through? That little boy.
There was a guy, I think a little boy. A lot of the spirits were coming from an actual haunted mental hospital that we went to go check out. Mm-hmm. It was probably like 5 minutes down the street, if that. And we were hoping that, you know, we could check out the location and stuff. Nobody came and bothered us or anything. And we found out that, like, some of the spirits from there would travel back and forth. And then this lady was showing us all these other videos of different Dollar Generals down the street and how, like, the back doors were heavy and they would just fly open. And they were locked. Yeah.
Crazy. Like, Petersburg is just, the whole entire town of Petersburg is haunted. Like, it's, like,
a lot of history out there in Petersburg. A lot of Civil War history.
That's what she was telling us.
Yeah.
Chris Panchero up here. He works at Pamplin Park, which is near Petersburg, I think. And there's a lot of spirits out there. Interesting that the spirit said she loves being at Dollar General. I guess you have to be dead to enjoy being at Dollar General.
Like, she was commenting. She was like, the whole boy was like, I like being here. I like playing with the toys.
Oh,
and, like, the toys kept, like, flying off of the shelves. So we were like, are you the one that, because, oh, so the
lady
that was the tractor never went off. Like, and then it's in red. Like, you know, the different colors. And so we started asking the spirit that. And then he came through for the spirit box as well. Like, he started talking to us through the spirit box. We were doing Estes method with Heaven. Heaven was doing the Estes method. Yeah. And, like, there was a little boy who liked playing with the toys, and he'd always knock the, yeah, by accident, knock the toys off the shelf. And there was a man that loved that girl, the lady that worked there, said that, that he liked her purple hair. She talked to him all the time.
There you go.
Kind of, yeah, we eased, like, they were afraid, and we eased their minds. You know, they liked being there. They weren't, you know, scary. They just want to be talked to. They want people to talk to them and acknowledge them.
Sometimes it's all you need. Like, they
exactly.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mhm.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just having that conversation with someone today. Actually, when I was going to get my hair cut with a stylist, I forget how it got mentioned. She's like, "Oh, are you doing anything tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh, well, yeah, no. Do you want to go online?" And we started talking about the paranormal because she was like, what's the podcast about? Like, how did you get on there? And I'm like, oh, okay. So, but I was like, she was telling me about her home and how she was suspected. I was like, well, do you talk to them? Like, majority of the time, that's really all you got to do, or at least from my experience.
A lot of people have stories.
Yeah.
Need, like, a cue to talk about them. A lot of people want to tell their ghost stories, but they don't sound crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the odd one that'll come out and just start talking to you about it, and people are just like, okay.
Why are you telling me this? I don't even know who you
when
are.
When I first met Heaven, she told me about the little boy, the spirit of the little boy in her house. Like, the first thing that she ever told me was, like, I have a little boy living in my house. He's a spirit. It was so funny. It was so cute. But
I think I was trying to see if you would pick up and stuff on any of it, because, like, I don't know too much about it. I found out 2 years ago. And so it was like I'm slowly getting little things from it.
Yeah. We both, so I picked up on the name David. And then we did a an investigation at her house a few weekends back. And through Estes method, he confirmed, so the name Robert is written on the back of the fireplace.
It was the flashlight. Because I always call him David, too, and Josh was like, it says call him David. And I was like, why do I keep wanting to call him David?
And so he had confirmed with the flashlight, like the on and off flashlight, that his name is David. He goes by David. His first name is Robert, but he goes by David, which is his middle name.
And I think, like, he did that on the Estes method, too, and that's when I passed through a flashlight, yeah.
That was at your house or at the Dollar General?
No, that
was the
garage investigation in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, thank you for my house
is haunted. It's always been that way. I used to see stuff when I was a kid, and then, like, my mom would see stuff, and we just, no one really talked about it because my grandparents were like, that's all BS.
Yeah.
Isn't
that maddening, like, when you're seeing stuff as a kid, and then someone just goes and discounts it? Because I used to go through that all the time. And then I was like, wait, maybe I'm crazy.
Like,
there's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I tell Sarah stuff. I'm like, I second guess it. I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, just go with it. Like, you know.
You need to, like, to your head, don't, like, second guess yourself. Like, that's how they're trying to communicate with you.
No, I fully agree. When I first started out, I was the same way as Heaven. So I'd be like, they'd be like, oh, hi, give me your impression on this. And I'd be like, this is what I got. But when you think about it from a psychological standpoint or an evidence standpoint, blah, 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 and I would totally discount anything I got.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the first time I met Sarah. was at the cabin on 360. They had come out for an investigation. It was just her and I for, like, the first, like, 20 minutes. And I think, like, within the first 10 minutes of the conversation we were having, you felt energy of the little girl
mm-hmm.
on the property, and she just starts crying out of nowhere. And I'm wondering what it's like to feel that much emotion come over you and not be able to control yourself. Has it happened before? Is it something that happens to you all the time? What's that like?
So I am the kind of person that I don't like doing any research before I go to a location. I don't want anything clouding my judgment or anything like, mm-hmm. you know, am I really thinking this or is it something that I read? So that's what I did with Kavanaugh 360. I literally just, I didn't research that thing. And so I get feelings, I get visions, and I see spirits, but I only see spirit when they want me to see them. Not like people think that it is something that, you know, I could just see them just walking all around all the time. That's not how it works. Like, they need to give you permission. They need to show you themselves, you know, and they're almost like an energy that certain people can see. When I see them, I tell Heaven all the time, when I see them, it's like they are like bright, super bright, like they're standing in the sun, like glowing, glistening, especially at night, like when I'm sleeping, a lot of them like to come in and just scare the shit out of me. Excuse my language.
Mm.
Like they see so much. Not in a bad way. A lot of them like apologize to me, but I had to set my ground and tell them that they're not allowed to do that. There are some people that do come in there that don't hear and like what I say, but you know, for the majority of the part, but so for the ones that do show me themselves, they look like they're standing in the sun. They're very glowy. Some of them are like black and white. Some are full color. Some of them are shadows. When I hear them, it's almost like a thought that pops in my head, but it's not me thinking. Like I've never, you know, I'm not thinking this. It just pops in my head. And then I've just learned to say the things that pop in my head, and like usually they're right.
Is it your voice you're hearing in your head, or is it somebody else's voice?
Correct. It's somebody else's voice. Like when Kevin and I were in the car and her dad visit me quite frequently. Her papa has become my best friend. They're both gone.
It's because you think she's hot. it's totally his personality. My grandfather's such a flirt.
But when we were in the car, and also all spirits communicate differently. They don't communicate the same way. At least they don't do it with me. Like her papa, her grandfather, is a talker. He talks nonstop. And
where did you get that from?
He talks about like the funniest things, and like he told me about his life story when I first met him, just like in spirit. But he told me like, you know, how he was a ladies' man, and you know, his baby girl is his everything, and like telling Heaven all of this stuff, and she was like, there's no way that you would know any of this stuff. Like, there's no way. And I'm like, dude, it's because he's telling me this stuff. But her dad communicates in a totally different way. He shows me pictures, like flashes of different things. And then I see him, but I see him, he doesn't talk to me like her grandfather does.
I just see him, and then I have flashes of different things, and it's like a puzzle that I'm trying to put together.
That's how I used to see things when I was little, those pictures.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you saw it, Dana, was through pictures
Very similar to what Sarah's describing. Pictures, either actually clairaudiently hearing the voices, or sometimes it's just being a word in my head that's not, like, it just communicates, pops in there, and it's not, like, doesn't really have a voice at all. It's, like, very separate from your own inner monologue.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I get sometimes.
Yeah, and then the actual, like, the pictures and the puzzle pieces, because I swear they like to talk to me in riddles sometimes.
We can't
straightforward,
can we?
Yeah. I don't work with subtlety. Like, you got to be blunt with me.
Yeah, that's the reason why, like, her grandfather and I are, like, best friends. Like, he will literally sit here and talk my ear off. Like, he's just the sweetest, most kindest man in the world, but he's also a huge flirt, even, like, on the other side.
You say you'd be an asshole in real life, you'd be an asshole in death. If you're
probably
horny in real life, you'd be horny in death.
So the thing is my grandfather was, like, a huge redneck, and just, he was hilarious, and he definitely liked to talk, and he had a sense of humor, but he was also very stern, and it's just so funny, because everything she explained about him was to a T, but, like, only certain people would see that side of him. Because, you know, in front of his guys, like, he'd smoke and drink and talk about cars and ladies and, you know.
Yeah. Now, Heaven, what you say in, like, that you were just, like, starting to come into your abilities and, like, learn how to use them, what initially, because you said 2 years ago that it all started, like, what was that moment for you that made you be like, hey, I'll be gifted?
So when I was little, I used to see stuff. I would see, like, shadow figures and stuff, and I've had multiple people that were mediums that weren't even in the area. I have a friend who lives in California, and, like, we just became friends over, like, social media and stuff. Like, she's never actually met me in person, and stuff that I had seen, she was seeing. And this is stuff that, like, only a couple of people knew, but she was explaining to me about the left of me in my room one day, and she was like, it's not in your room, it's in the other room. And she was telling me all this stuff, and she was like, your son's room, the closet, is a portal, and that's seeing the shadow figures when I was little. And so, like, I mean, over time, like, I pick up stuff now, but, like, when my dad passed, I was like, you know, I've always been interested in, like, the paranormal and stuff, like, let me get into that. And so that's kind of, like, what gave me, I guess, like, my spiritual awakening.
So how did you guys get started in the paranormal, as far as your team and investigating?
So
we actually met at the cabin that night that you met Sarah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So we had actually been in another group, and then we decided to form our own group just to, like, because we bonded so quickly,
mm-hmm.
and that's never happened before. Like, we had never met each other. We just, like, talked over in book and, like, video chatted, but we hadn't met in person until the cabin. And her and I, like, clicked instantly.
We always joke. We say that we're each other's puzzle piece.
Yeah.
Stuff that she picks up on, I'll pick up on something different, and vice versa.
I mean,
and, like,
I thought you guys were friends for a long time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, so, I don't know if you believe it or not. Some people do, some people don't. I believe in past lives. And so I had mine read, and they had told me that Heaven was my sister in a past life, and we were both witches, from Salem. When we first met, it was like I had reconnected with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. Like, it was never like there was nothing that felt awkward or weird, if that makes any sense. Like, it was just like a connection, like a click, like my puzzle piece there.
That and then, like, prior to meeting each other, she was on a team in Maryland years ago, and Josh and I would just kind of book locations and go and investigate and stuff. So, like, we've been investigating for years. It's just we just decided to finally form our own group because the one we were a part of, you know, kind of did their own thing, and it just wasn't really, I guess, working out as we hoped it to.
Yep.
Go ahead. You know, all the stuff you went through, the cabin, you know, that would definitely bring people together, because you left the cabin, but apparently the cabin did not leave you.
No, it definitely didn't. Woo! So
I was saying I needed to meet to go to this cabin, but I don't know.
It's
worth it.
Yeah, it's very worth it. It's you definitely need to have Dennis with you, or like contact Dennis afterwards.
And then also I might be part of, I don't know. Like, it's weird. I told Sarah that I'm starting to notice that I'm kind of like a sponge, and even if I tell them to follow me, they tend to do it anyways. Because like, I just recently went to the convent tattoo shop. And they said that their spirits, like, they tell them, like, they're not allowed to leave. Something followed Josh and I. And then after, on the way back home and stuff, it went back. So, I mean, we staged and everything, mm-hmm. but I told her, I said, I feel like, you know, the spirits tend to follow me. Yeah. And
sometimes they don't listen.
Yeah, no. But
you got to create strong energetic boundaries as well as doing, like, other practices. But, yeah.
I know.
Don't listen.
I come home for an investigation. Angie's over here, and I'll come home and she'll be in bed. I'll walk in there, and she'll be like, "Get out!" I'm like, "Oh shit, what did I do?" Oh, she's pissed at me. And no, I've got a straggler to come home with me from the cabin, so I've got to go back outside and tell whoever it is that it needs to come home or needs to go home. So.
So we don't know if it was that thing from the rancher, like in the basement that followed us home, because both of us, it was hiding itself from us for the majority of the part. Like, it just appeared as like shadows, and it would just do the most craziest things over here. Like when Diane and Bella, my wife and my daughter came home, they had came to the cabin with us, and then they had left shortly after. And I had cleansed them. When they came home, the door unlocked by itself, and the porch light came on. No one did that. Like, she was about to put the key into the door, and it unlocked itself, opened, and the light went on. And so,
I'm just thinking it's being helpful.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, maybe it's nice because my house is very haunted, like extremely haunted, but nothing like that has ever happened before. And then, like, crazy things would happen. Like, I would hear things I wouldn't anymore. Like, something was occupying it that I did not like. I would see it when I was sleeping, like in the corner. I would open up my eyes and it would just be like crouched down in the corner of the room. And so I told Heaven, and so I completely cleansed my house from top to bottom, cleansed it. And then
at first you didn't even tell me anything was at your house. You just said you were going to cleanse it because I told you that I had seen, like, hear you. Yeah. I saw the shadow figure in my living room.
Yeah. And then it went over to Heaven's house, and it was at Heaven's house. And then it came back over to my house. It was like, you know, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And her father and her grandfather kept warning me about it. Like, there's something that's attached. You need to warn Heaven at her house, Heaven's house.
Oh, wait, can I tell them something real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
So when she was saying, like, that, all she said to me was, "Hey, your grandfather is in the house with you." And I had just heard walking up and down the hallway. I was home by myself. Bryson was in school. Josh was at work. And my dog was in my room, laying on the floor. And he got up right when she said that and stood at the door and was, like, making a noise at it.
That's
and crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, my grandpa's definitely here.
Yeah. So when Heaven and I were doing the investigation at her house in her garage, her father came through. And her father likes to communicate with the, what is it called?
Mag lights. But
yeah,
well,
the mag lights and stuff like that, like the trigger objects. And he was just telling us, like, there's something that followed you. You need to go do something about it to get it off of you. It wasn't, he was afraid of us going back to the cabin. Like,
yeah.
He kept telling us not to. And then the thing came through while we were there and started communicating. It first didn't, because I was doing the Estes method with the Delco goggles, and she was asking me questions, and it was like, you know, fuck you, I want to murder you.
Just watch the cabin. Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, Heaven was like, did you follow us from the cabin? And video. I didn't hear any of this. I watched the video. It said, yeah. And then the yes, no trigger object lit up the yes. And then the flashlight lit up. And then the rope up above me started swaying back and forth. And then Heaven got scratched.
So it's... There's a light that was above us, like one of those, what are they called? It was just a light on the ceiling, but the cord was hanging down. We normally attach, like, extension cord to it to turn it on,
mm-hmm.
just for extra light. So the cord was just hanging down, and all of a sudden when she was doing the Estes method, like, I could tell, like, she wasn't even near it, and it just starts going like this. And then I was like, I think something's touching me, and I went like this, and I told her to take her goggles off. And then all of a sudden I was like, dude, I got scratched. Like, I felt burning. And I was like, look at it.
I have the video of literally the welts, three welts forming on her back on the video itself.
So your house is, this is Heaven's house or?
That's not it. Heaven's house is haunted. My house is haunted.
So
the stuff that was happening in the house before, was it just kind of
no.
mild stuff? Like, oh, some
yeah.
Like, nothing that where it was really interacting with you?
So my thing was, is, like, I know the house is haunted, but I don't want to, like, stir up anything. So I was like, we
mm-hmm.
can go in the garage because we've got EVPs in there and stuff. And
yeah.
she was like, are you sure you'll clear your house? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. So we did it in the garage. But my house, like, things like the remote will go missing. And if we put something in a certain spot, it'll be gone for days. And we know it. And stuff like that's always happened here. Or, like, you'll hear, like, taps or, like, walking, and the same thing with my house.
But
yeah.
nothing, like, stuff swinging or scratches and shadow figures. That started after the investigation at the cabin?
If her house was previously cleansed and, like,
yeah.
protected, so, like, the fact that this thing had gotten through, like, it's powerful. And I had told Heaven, I said, I believe that it's something native. Like, I don't believe it's a demon. I don't believe that it's, I don't believe it's a person. And so when Dennis and I were talking about it, because we had gone back to the cabin the
yeah.
day after, like, the day that we had done the Berg and the Dollar General, we had gone back to the cabin to get this thing off of us.
Yeah, she told me that my dad had said that it was fine for us to go to hear what Dennis had to say, because we kept getting Dennis on the ovulus, like, all day.
Like, I kept saying, Dennis.
Yeah, because you were insistent on not going. You're like, I don't feel
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, we were like, we're
not
going
leave.
Back until I figure
you,
out
you,
how to get the shit off of me.
And I knew the only way for you to get the shit off of you would be to come out there. So I'm glad, you know, your dad said something to you. And you kept getting Dennis on the ovulus because I'm not sure you would have come in
yeah.
any other way. But I also
no,
knew again that you it would have that's the only way to
yeah
really get
yeah.
off you is to face it.
Yeah. did you ever show Ryan the video clip of my dad coming through in an EVP in Melissa's room?
No, I want to say I didn't
show
that.
Oh, I need to see that.
It was weird. I was in Estee's message, but like when we were watching it and listening to it on the camera or on the computer, I was like, holy shit. And she's like, what? And I go, I don't know if that was Josh or my dad. I was like, that sounds like my dad. And then Josh just got off work and came in and said, I was like, hey, listen to this. And he goes, that sounds like your dad. And it goes, Evan, I'm here. I think a big part of it is because I have a lot that, like, I can relate to with Melissa and stuff, and that's part of the reason why when we got to the cabin and went into the rancher, I was like, Josh, you need to stay at the cabin. Like, Sarah and I need to go and have a conversation with Melissa first before you even go into her bedroom, just out of respect. Yeah.
So when you came to the cabin, going back a little ways in our conversation, you came to the cabin, we were sitting on the front steps, and then you start getting really upset. What did you see?
Me?
That made you feel that way? Was it just her emotions, or did you see something?
It was blood. Like, I saw blood. The first thing that came to mind was blood. And then I could feel a hand grabbing my hand, and then immediately I started feeling her emotions. And I started feeling everything. That rarely happens to me. Like, I don't, some people can feel how others have passed. I don't. So that's something that I've never really felt before other than that day, was that feeling. I started feeling things that weren't right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately I knew it was a little girl. I could hear her saying, help me, help me, help me. I could feel like just the, like I'm shaking right now just talking about it. I could feel the emotion coming off her, and just like the amount of pain that she had gone through, and it screwed me up. Like I felt like I was going to pass out. Like I was on the front step, and I, like my head was spinning, and then it would go away, and then it would start up again. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just hear the screaming of me. And then I started getting pain in my chest, and in my gut, and in my groin. And so that was intense.
It was tough to watch. I mean, you see something, you're having a conversation, and, of course, you're not going to act like that. We just basically just met, like, 2 or 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see you go through what you were going through, there's no way you can fake that, because it's, you know, it's real. The tears are real. You are just completely overwhelmed. And even like while I was there, you didn't want to go inside the, you didn't want to go inside the Brick Rancher.
They took a lot of convincing for me to go in there. And as soon as I went in there, I saw it standing in Randy's room, just staring at us, and like, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't even know you got emotional beforehand. Like, you cut that from me. I didn't even know.
I didn't want to say anything to you. I didn't want to scare you at all. Like,
oh, I don't scare easily.
I know.
I don't scare easily. I just don't like being in the dark, but I can see in the dark, so.
Yeah. But as soon as I went in there, I saw it, and it was like this tall, like, 9-foot thing, like, smile from ear to ear, just, like, huge, long chin, and, like, really long fingers, and it was just staring. You know, there was one word that it kept saying, I was like, was it Beelzebub? Because it's saying it right now. And he was like, what? Yes, that's exactly what it was saying to us. And that's what I kept getting. And then it kept messing with my flashlight in the kitchen. Do you remember that, Ryan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I have a question about the Beelzebub, because, like, I've noticed that anything that wants to scare you is going to use, like, certain buzzwords or trigger words.
Yeah.
I'm the devil. I'm a demon. And or, like, being, like, one of the major demons. Like,
yeah.
Because you were saying you felt like it was more like something from the land. So it's definitely something native. And even Dennis said something too. He was like, it's native. It's not, it's evil. It was brought up. So the cabin is located on native land, mm-hmm. and that native land is like sacred native land. Like there's yucca plants everywhere. And so what I think is because of that war that happened, the Civil War that happened, all of that blood that was shed on that land had created something.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and the natives loved to bring upon protection of their land and curse whoever, you know, did them wrong kind of thing. And so I think that that thing that was the rancher is from that. It says it's old.
No, that
like
makes
it's older.
Sense.
Yeah, it's older than anything I've ever experienced. Like I told Ryan, and the whole I've been seeing spirits my entire existence of life since I was a baby to now. I've never experienced anything like that before. What movie was it?
Blackbone.
Blackbone.
Oh, with that mask?
Yeah. That is
she was talking.
Exactly.
So this is how Sarah and I work. She explained what it looked like, and I immediately knew what she was talking about. Like, that's just how we work. And I got a picture, and she's like, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I get that because I am full as well. Or, like, I don't know, you just kind of, like, link into their brain, and then they don't really need to speak. Like,
yeah.
They just
that's
need to get the four words, like, black dog, hat. You're like,
But that's how Heaven and I are all the time. Like, she's like, I don't know, somehow wired to my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm somehow wired to her brain.
And then your sisters, right?
Yeah.
Puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
So I was telling Sarah, like, when we went to the orphanage, we didn't end up going because I guess I missed the days up. But I was telling Sarah, like, right before we got there, I kept telling her, like, dude, I have the worst migraine. And as soon as I got, like, close to the area, I started getting, like, a migraine and nauseous. I felt like I had the flu. As soon as we left the orphanage, I was fine.
Mm.
It was weird. But I'm like that, too. Like, I'm very empathic. So, like, I pick up on other people and, yeah.
Yeah.
I find it different, how, like, amazing how, like, so many people, their abilities can work, like, so differently. Like, it is one of the things that absolutely fascinates me. But I have, because you were saying that, like, you both get different things, is it, like, you both get different things and come to the same conclusion, even though the information that you processed was, like, totally different?
Different, kind of like that.
Like, when we were at the cabin, I kept telling her, I was like, there's this old man in this back bedroom. There's an old man. And she was like, no, like, kept not
wanting
to go back there.
I don't pick up on, and she picks up on some of the things I pick up on, she doesn't pick up on.
I wonder if you guys,
Josh was,
I was saying, I wonder if you guys can see different planes. Like, you're seeing stuff from a different level than she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could be seeing stuff from, like, the Civil War era or something like that, and she sees something from the 1950s. So you see a man, but she sees a woman, but they're all basically in the same area, just different
and
planes.
And it also depends on the person. Like, some spirits are real, a lot of them, the majority of them, will show you who they are. Like, there'll be three people in the room, right? Three people?
Mm-hmm.
It will pick one to show itself to.
Mm-hmm.
And that one person will see it, and the other two won't. And it doesn't matter if you're a medium. You could be just like some Joe Blow off the road. It just depends on what the spirit wants to see.
Rhonda, both of them also vibrate at different frequencies, so they will pick up on different frequencies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to, because, like, for example, like, if I go and investigate, if I do a walkthrough or review pictures or anything, investigate with Jeff, like, he'll pick up on, he's, like, more in tune to, like, Native American energy, whereas I might pick up more on, like, the elemental or the earth spirit. Things that aren't human or anything like witchcraft related, that up, he'll pick his stuff up.
will have all these completely different perceptions, but that will both come to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
Like, I got all this, and this is what I think is going on, and I got something totally different, but it leads me to believe, like, this is what I think is going on here.
And
I find it, like, so interesting. Like, I think that everybody's just tuned into a different frequency.
Yeah. I'm Wiccan, so, like, I can also pick up on the witchcraft side of things,
mm-hmm.
or, like, different things that have happened in different spaces.
Like that deity energy, the inhuman energy, things like that, that a lot of people don't tune themselves in for.
Like what I said, like, that thing in the cabin I've never experienced before. I've never experienced something like that before. Like, that is something brand new to me. But I have
the rancher?
Yeah, the rancher.
The cabin property. Yeah,
the cabin property. But I have experienced different, like, deities.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen, spoken to different things. Like, Ryan knows things that I told him.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in an alien.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in anything pretty much right now. It's part of the thing I don't. Part of the something I don't believe in.
They're fairies outside. They're fairies outside. 100%.
Yeah, it's like,
and
if you tell me,
no, totally fairies outside.
If you tell me there's unicorns running around the forest behind the cabin, I'd be like, all right, that's fine.
Oh my gosh, we were walking to the ranch and we heard that weird pterodactyl noise. I was like, we were like, oh hell no!
You got your ass
in
the back.
We ran. Like, it was like, and we were like, what the fuck is that?
I was just like, can't even hear it.
Oh, and so our camera died literally the instant that voice. It was crazy.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
So we did an investigation. Sorry, rambling. I'm so sorry.
What was the name that you picked up on in the rancher? Was it Beelzebub? Yeah.
Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you mean to interrupt. I was reading a question there.
No, it's okay. So we did an investigation in my house. And we're renovating a bedroom that we're about to move into. And there is a spirit in there, grumpy as old man.
Those are
ours. That's my poster. Yep. She knew kind of the history, but I kind of picked up on some stuff.
Yeah. And so he visits me quite frequently, even though I tell him not to. But we had three cameras going at the same time. And all of a sudden, all three cameras, back to back to back, just shut off.
And we had one on a little stepladder, and I swear I heard it go a little bit and move, and everything shut off. Yeah.
And then the laser went off at the same time. The laser,
brand new charged
thing, just died. All of my batteries died. And then all of a sudden, we started hearing banging coming from my living room.
And
the cabinets were banging.
And she said she doesn't have cabinets. And I was like, Sarah. And we heard footsteps.
It was crazy. We heard footsteps, and then we heard bang, bang, bang for 5 minutes straight.
Sarah, the crazy thing about it, I heard it come out of your room.
And Diane is sleeping in there.
She was sleeping. I heard the door open. I heard something come out. And Diane was asleep. She kept calling and calling. Then Sarah called Dennis.
I was like, Dennis, I need help. First I called Ryan, but Ryan was asleep. I was like, Ryan, I need help.
What's
happening? Now, I have a question, because you were saying that you didn't have cabinets in your house and you were renovating. Were there cabinets at all at one time?
Yeah, so we think that it might have been residual. Not residual, but, like, at one time there was cabinets and he's just, like, banging the fucking shit out of it. Like,
somehow he's still able to manipulate what was there at that one time and make that noise.
That's funny, because I was at Bell Nemus Plantation with All Seeing Paranormal Society back when we first started investigating. It's an old plantation house. And if you look at pictures of, like, where we were standing, it's a gravel driveway, right? But if you look at pictures from, like, the early 1900s, it's all grass. So we get an EVP of a person saying, get off my lawn, because they were seeing.
Sorry, my dad used to say that. It's a joke. It's
such a dad thing to say, too. There's no, old man saying, get off my lawn. But basically, it was saying, get off my lawn. But they're seeing
That's exactly how I describe grumpy old men. Like, if I'm reading, like, a room or a photograph or something, and I'm like, there's a grumpy old man here.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of scream, get off my...
Yeah.
Oh, go away. That's what he says to me every time I come in there. If you need anything, no, go away. He just, like, crouched down in the freaking closet. Just, okay, sir.